Prophet Elijah. We want to thank Sister Sandra Griffin.
As you stepped out, there's something lifting off of you. God said that there's this miracle that you've been looking for, and there's a healing that he's going to do inside your body.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it's from the legs up, God said that you're going to see this shift begin to happen even with the breathing. God said that he's getting ready to do a whole revitalization for you, even for the lungs. God said that this is going to be a season that the people that you have taken care of are going to take care of you. God said this is going to be a season for you not to worry about how to get this or that. Because God said that the individuals that you fed, God said, watch them come back and feed you. I don't know if that made sense to you or not, but that's what the Lord spoke to me.
Yes, it does. Yes,
That's what the Lord said, that your seed was going to bring clarification. That's some things with housing and all that. God said, don't worry about that. He said that he's gonna provide it for you. So get ready in the next 32 days to receive your miracle.
And I want to thank you for releasing the seed of $88. And know, Prophetess Sandra, that there's a shifting that is happening for you. There's a move of the Spirit. And you're going to really begin to see a major move happen for you and open up for you in this hour. For the Lord says, I'm touching thee. I'm even touching your body in this season. I'm touching the chest area. I'm touching even just above the stomach area, God says, I'm touching.
Thank you.
And you're going to begin to see a real healing beginning to happen and move for you in this season.
Jesus.
And there's a loved one that has been on your heart. The Lord says, I'm going to heal them. I'm going to heal them. I'm going to touch their life.
Thank you, Father.
The Lord says, prepare. Because it's time for the teacher to begin to come forth. You're supposed to be teaching. You're supposed to be doing a lot of teaching. Prepare. Because this seed that you have sown has opened up a door of favor. Who's this young man that you have been concerned about?
My son and my grandson, Ezra.
Ezra's your son?
My grandson.
Okay. And your son, his name is what?
Gerard.
Okay. There's a lot of moving. There's a lot of stuff happening with Ezra. It's like he's in and out, over here, over there. There's a lot of stuff going on with Ezra.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the Lord said, I bring peace to his mind. I bring peace to his mind. God's bring peace to his mind. Does Ezra have children? Cause...
No, Ezra is 16. You've seen him before because he's been at Prophecology.
I've seen him before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think when Prophet Joshua had all the young people during Prophecology and he anointed them.
Okay.
I think he and your son, Prophet Elijah, were together. This is before.
Okay.
Yeah, you've seen him before.
Yeah. Okay, who's this young lady around, Ezra?
My niece, maybe?
Mm-mm. No, there's another girl around Ezra.
Then I don't know.
Okay, you may not know it, but she's trouble.
Mm.
So either you or his father need to have a talk with him, because that's why God said if he's not watchful, that's why I said, does he have children? Either this girl have children or a child around her. She may have a child at an early age, but she's trying to set him up.
That's my son. That's Gerard.
Okay. Gerard.
Gerard.
God's going to pull him out of that, pull him out of stuff. Gerard's got to make a decision where he's going to serve God. But back to Ezra. There's something surrounding Ezra that you need to have a talk with Ezra. Because there's a plan of the enemy to try to set him up to delay some things that God has in store for him.
Okay.
God has some things in store for this young man. he's supposed to travel the world and do the work of the Lord, because God has evangelism deep down inside of him. There's a calling on his life, and this will only delay him. So either his father or someone need to really sit down and have a good talk with him. You know, have a good talk with him about life. I want to talk to you again. We need to talk to you off the line concerning Gerard, because there's some things that is getting ready to happen for you, and there's some things getting ready to open up for you. I keep seeing this teaching around you. What kind of work did you do? Do you do or have you done?
The ministry call is the teacher.
Okay.
My profession, I was a pharmaceutical manager.
Okay. It's time for the teacher. You've seen some real stressful months, but the Lord says things are getting ready to shift. Things are getting ready to shift now. And you're going to make some new connections that's going to be a real blessing, because God says you're starting a new cycle. You're starting a new season. And the Lord says, prepare for that. But God says also unusual protection. God said he's protecting you in this season. God said he's protecting you. And you're going to see that heaven's favor shall smile upon thee. Now, I don't know what's going on with property or home or real estate. Are you doing anything with real estate right now?
No, I'm not. But as far as the home is concerned, I had a house fire on April 15th this year. So wow. We've been living in a trailer, in a mobile home. And they're beginning to rebuild the house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I don't know why I saw something with real estate, as whatever this thing is. Because God says an excellent financial opportunity or deal surrounding real estate. Well, however God pulls this together, because there's money surrounding this property. Money surrounding this property. And also, God is just touching your body, because you're in a season of a physical healing, a spiritual healing. Whatever this unusual thing is, or something maybe surrounding like a health diagnosis, or
mm-hmm.
looking at or trying to pinpoint something. What is
mm-hmm.
that? Because it seems like they can't seem to locate something. They're trying to find something. There's been tests of something?
In February of this year, I had congestive heart failure. And I'm where a pacemaker and a biventricular defibrillator.
Okay.
So yesterday I went to the doctor, and they want to do a test on my pancreas, because the x-ray showed a dense area about an inch in diameter. So they want to check to see what that is, as well as to see why I have fluid in this in the area of the pacemaker.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, they try. Well, go ahead and get the test, but it seems like you may have to go for a couple of tests, like several different tests. But it seems like after the 25th is when they're going to be able to really locate what this thing is and what's causing it.
The 25th of?
But that's when they're going to be able to really pinpoint it.
Okay.
Because when they want you to go in there, when they want you to come again?
I see the doctor on next Wednesday, I think, which is the 27th.
Okay, so perfect then. That's good then. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And that's the Holy Ghost then, because I saw after the 25th, I saw you going. And just if they give you any kind of a new medicine that you may have to take, the Lord says ask for any kind of a side effects, but also go online and do your research, because it seems like there's some kind of a side effects could try to show up.
Okay.
Did they give you any medications when you went there recently?
No, not recently, no.
Okay. Well, if they do, ask for the side effects and things of that nature. So, because I don't want no misdiagnosis here or giving
mm-hmm.
you something, where can have some kind of a side effects with this new medicine or something. And so just look it up and do your research.
Okay.
That's why we got to get our one-on-one set up with you. Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.